Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no bullshit world. Because who doesn't want to have a strong body and a clear mind? Well, we're going to be talking fitness today, and our guest should be here shortly. We're going to learn more about that from the Vault folks. They're going to be here soon. And today's Throwback Thursday, TBT. Where are we going? 1998. Where were you in 1998? I don't know. We're going to talk about that, all the highlights. And I want to thank yesterday's guest, Rena De Assis from Dress for Success. You guys, you take a look at that in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks, or as well on my website, richtola.com, where you can find the rich picks, the best of the best. Yeah, we put those up there recently. But check it out. Had a really good conversation all about giving back to society, to disadvantaged women. Yeah, Dress for Success, they've been around since 1997, a year before our throwback year. And yeah, if you guys want to check it out, dressforsuccess.org, and you can give. You can give money, you can give clothes, you're really helping people, no doubt. So check that out. That was a really good show. She called in, had a good talk. And let's get started a little bit here with On This Day in History. I'd like to go back, take a look at what went on this day, 120 years ago. You guys have an idea? 1894, Daniel Cooper patents the time clock. We're all stuck to that clock, huh? Well, it's kind of like this show when the clock strikes noon. I got to hit the button, and there you go, we're on. But yeah, we're beholden to the clock. But let's thank Daniel 120 years back. And in 1900, it was the first ever U.S. car show opens in Madison Square Garden, New York City. I wish I was there. Well, maybe not, but I'm a big car buff, so I do go to the car shows here. Speaking of cars, yesterday we talked about Ferrari, the Sergio. I got to get me one of those. That's awesome. So check that out. Yeah, that was a cool episode. We talked about how Ferrari's splitting off from Fiat Chrysler, and they're coming out with this car called the Sergio concept car. They're making six of them, already pre-sold. I think Eric Clapton has one. I'm not sure. All right, what happened in 1938? Ooh, was not around for this, but I was growing up and learned about this. Orson Welles panics the entire United States with his broadcast of H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds. Remember that? It kind of like everybody thought we were being invaded. that was something. I'm not sure about that, but I think it took place in New Jersey. Well, go check it out. And 40 years ago today, exactly, Muhammad Ali, the greatest ever, right, knocks out George Foreman in the eighth round in Zaire. Remember? Rumble in the Jungle. Yeah, that was kind of cool. I definitely remember that. Little kid at the time. Also remember this. Tom Seaver. I mean, Tom Seaver is one of the greatest pitchers of all time. Big Mets. I was a Yankee fan, but loved him as well. But he threw the fastest recorded pitch ever. 100.9 miles an hour. Wow. Now that's fast. I faced guys in the mid to upper 90s, but never 100 miles an hour. That's like insane. How the heck can you throw a strike 100 miles an hour? But speaking of baseball, kudos to the world champion San Francisco Giants and the MVP, Madison Bumgarner. I watched this game last night. Anybody check this game? Here we go. 25-year-old guy. He retired 14 batters in a row. He played on 2 days rest, which is kind of unheard of for most pitchers. You know, they need 3 to 5 days. Well, I guess nowadays it's 3 or 4. But he did an awesome job beating the Kansas City Royals to win the World Series. Yeah, it's the third time in 5 years that the San Francisco Giants won. I mean, you got the coach Bochy over there. I mean, he's going to be definitely making it to the he's going to get elected to the Hall of Fame. There you go. I guess he's going to go down as one of the greatest coaches ever, man. How could you win 3 times in 5 years? But anyway, this Bumgarner, he was throwing 90 miles an hour towards the end of the game. Kind of cool. I loved it. It was great. I mean, you could feel it. And hey, kudos to you guys. Great game. Oh, here are the ladies now. We're going to just have them bring them in the studio. Hold on. Let me make a little noise. Okay, ladies, we already started the show. Why don't you come on in and have a seat? It's 12:30. No, it's 12 o'clock. Oh, oops. No worries. All right, let's get your headsets on. I'm gonna just get the ladies set up here. Hold on one second, guys. So, that's Emily right there, right?
That's me.
That's you? Emily Hughes, and is it?
Shanita.
Shanita. Shanita's here. She's the owner of Vault CrossFit. So, I kind of already introduced you guys, but what we do is in the beginning of the show, we kind of go around and talk some news here. So, yeah, we'll come to you shortly. But let's keep going here. As we go around the globe for the latest news, I'm calling this Bullseye Bollywood. Anybody hear about this? A gang of robbers dug a tunnel 100 feet long to break into a bank. It's called the Punjab National Bank in North India. It was carefully planned operation. Yeah, they were digging for a few days, originated in a house nearby, but they knew exactly what they were doing because they touched right upon the vault. Now they fled with cash, jewelry, other valuables worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? Well, why did they do this? What do you think, ladies? They were inspired by a scene in a Bollywood blockbuster film called Doom. Yeah, no kidding. They were inspired by this, and in the movie, the cops caught up with the robbers who committed suicide, but in real life, the chase goes on.
It's genius.
Right?
Yeah.
Digging tunnels. Yeah, that's pretty cool. All right, second story. I'm calling this Smooth as Silk. Well, what are we talking about? The American economy had a pretty smooth summer, I'd say. Gross domestic product, the GDP, increased by 3.5% between July and September. Right, that's the third quarter, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. Well, the GDP report reflects a widely held view that everything's picking up, right? Employment's picking up. More jobs mean higher income, more spending. I mean, it's all good stuff. The report also showed that the government spending hit its highest quarterly mark since 2009. That's 5 years ago. So exports also showed a healthy gain in the third quarter compared to the same time last year or a year ago. It was a little dicey start this year, right? We got off to a little slow start, but the second and third quarters were good. With gas prices under $3 now, not in California, of course. Well, with the holidays coming, economists are hoping for an even better fourth quarter. What do you think, ladies? You're going to spend some more money this year than last year, Shanita?
Good question.
She's like staring.
I hope people spend more money this year.
But work out more, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want them working out. Yeah, I talked briefly about CrossFit, which I know nothing about other than it's a combination of a few functionalities, but we're going to get into that after we go through this. Here we go. The next story. I'm calling this knowledge is power, because it truly is power. Researchers have found dozens of new genes that may play a role in causing autism, right? According to two studies in the medical journal Nature. Scientists identified 60 genes with greater than 90% chance of increasing child's autism risk. Yeah, previous research had yielded only 11 genes. So what are we talking about? We're saying that these studies zero in on the exact nature of the genetic mutations that caused the disorder. And I do have a friend of mine, give a shout out to my buddy Joe in Washington, D.C. He has a daughter who has autism, and another friend of mine. I mean, autism is definitely is something that affects children and affects the entire family. But, you know, the good news here is we're gaining some knowledge. Most important thing to take away from the study is a new knowledge base. Because instead of focusing on environmental factors, they're saying that these studies are focusing on what happens inside the brain. Kind of like, you know, when someone gets up every day to work out, right? It's got to be in the brain. It's not externally. You got to kind of have that internal motivation. They're just nodding their heads at me like, uh-huh, here you go, Rich. Now, autism, everybody knows it's a complex disorder. And the scientists now believe it may be possible to provide more personalized treatment based on a person's own unique gene set. That's interesting because now, you know, they could target these genes and they can kind of, you know, again, customize treatment for a child or, you know, someone with autism. And the studies also provide, it's mostly hope for the prevention of autism as well. So good news all around, we're making progress. You like progress, right?
We love progress.
And on that note, so every day we give out the Get Your Shit Together Award. I did a podcast, 30 episodes called Get Your Shit Together, because everybody's got to get their shit together in some aspect of their life, right? I mean, we're not talking negative here. We're saying you got to maybe address something, whether it's working out every day, whether it's eating healthy, whether it's being respectful to your family, your children, whatever. Little bit, you know, you could tweak it here or there. So Yeah, we gave out the award to everybody in the world the other day. But this award, you know, and I do have an opinion on this. This is this nurse, Casey Hickox. You gals know about her. She's the gal. She's the nurse who was quarantined by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. She was treating patients. She was with Doctors Without Borders. She was in West Africa treating patients with Ebola. And she blasted the governor for enforcing a new policy that required everyone who was dealing with anybody with symptoms of Ebola that they would have to be quarantined for 21 days, which is the virus's incubation period. Right. So when she gets back, Newark Airport, they put her in a tent. You know, she gets all up in arms because they swiped her forehead. She had 102 degree fever. 3 hours later, she took a regular thermometer, didn't have a fever. Well, anyway, so now she's up in Maine. She goes back to her home state. Okay. Officials asked her to voluntarily quarantine herself. Now, she didn't have that many more days to go, probably, what, 2 weeks more to go, which she publicly said she intended to defy. She had an attorney and all this business, and she did so by going for a bike ride with her boyfriend. All right. Well, good news is there's only 4,000 residents in Fort Kent, which is up there near the border over there. But, you know, we're talking 14,000 cases of Ebola are out there in the world. We know it's here in the United States. 5,000 deaths already, more than 50% die. They say it's up to 60 or 70% die. So, you know, I got to agree with Christie on this one. I'm giving this girl the get your shit together award because, honey, listen, what are we talking about? 2 weeks of your life, you could potentially affect millions or thousands of people. Who knows? But what's the big deal? You go over there to treat people. You're interacting with individuals, all sorts of patients that have the virus. Okay, you come back here, but guess what? We're being precautionary. We're being precautionary to affect many, many people in society. So it's inconvenient for you to spend another, what, week or two in your own home. You could boyfriend, you could have sex for freaking 2 weeks long. Come on, honey. Right? I'm giving her the get your shit together award because she's being selfish. And maybe she's trying to draw attention to herself. Maybe they're going to do some TV series now or some bullshit like that. So, honey, you get the award because I agree with Christie. Hey, guess what? Let's set these boundaries and say, hey, you're going over there treating people. You're coming back here. You're already interacting with it.
I think that's completely legitimate. That's as
you
a
like
nurse,
that, right?
Yeah. As a nurse, you would think she'd be more, you know, considerate of everyone else.
You would think.
You would think.
Mm. Well, that's not the case.
Yeah.
So, Miss Casey over there, you get the Get Your Shit Together award for today. I'm telling you. No, I definitely have an opinion on that because what's the big deal, honey?
Yeah.
Come on. Now you're going to get all this attention. She hires an attorney, spending money. That's all bullshit.
Well, hopefully she doesn't fall on her bike, cut herself open, have someone else fall on her bodily fluids. Oh.
There you go. You want to stay right in front of that microphone there,
got
darling.
It.
Yeah, hopefully not. But, I mean, listen, I mean, it's not likely that she has it, but that's not the point.
Yes.
Okay? She's sort of setting a standard because the guy, first guy comes over, he gets it. I mean, people are getting it. They're dying. So we don't want to affect children. And she wanted to go back in the hospital when she got back. They're like, no, we're not doing that. So, hey, kudos to... Yeah, you know, I'm neither Republican or Democrat. You know, I'm kind of in the middle here. I like what I like. And in this particular moment, I like Christie. There you go. All right. So we're going to whip on over to 1998. So ladies, on Thursdays, we do Throwback Thursdays. And we picked 1998. You were both alive in 1998.
Yes, we were.
Okay. Yeah, I could tell. All right. So what's going on in 1998? I go through this pretty quick. Inflation was 1.55%. Pretty damn low, huh? Dow Jones closed at 9,181. Hey, we're up to 17,000 now. Interest rate was 8.25%. Not too bad, right? Average income, 38,000. Average monthly rent, 619. Oh, we hadn't seen those numbers in a while. Postage stamp was 32 cents in 98. Average price of a home was 75,806. And a dozen eggs was 86 cents. Okay. What else was cooking? In 1998. That was the year Bill Clinton denied having quote unquote sexual relations with that woman, well, with the former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, which started the Lewinsky scandal and investigation that impeached him. So that was really the highlight, but there's a lot more. In the Soviet Union, I remember this, the banking system suffered a meltdown and the ruble lost 70% of its value against the dollar in only 6 months, which led to several Russian banks collapsing. Some of the largest banks in Russia did collapse, as well as spreading the financial crisis hit most of Southeast Asia in 98. 98. Also, terrorist bombing attacks of two U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam, killing 250 people. The Dow Jones dropped over 500 points on August 31st on the New York Stock Exchange. Remember that? European, well, they agreed on a single currency, the euro. Remember that? Yeah, Exxon and Mobil merged to create the world's largest petroleum company. Well, how about this? Microsoft became the biggest company in the world with a market cap of $261 billion on the exchange. They also released Windows 98. Remember that? Israel celebrated its 50th anniversary of its founding. BMW purchases Rolls-Royce for a cool $570 million. I think about that time, that was only about one-tenth of Bill Gates' worth, huh? He made a killing on that one. France wins the World Cup in France. Google was founded, 98. Yeah. And the world's longest suspension bridge, check this out, I like this, 1.234 miles, opened in Japan. What do you think the 0.234 was for? Couldn't they just round it off to a mile long? And then Viagra, all you guys out there, was approved by the FDA since 1998. What else was going on? Let's look at some pop culture. Music. Celine Dion was big. Madonna, of course. Marilyn Manson. Remember the Offspring? Offspring. Spice Girls were all the rage. I remember that. Scary. Remember Scary Spice? All yes. Those girls. Alanis Morissette. How about this? Natalie Imbruglia. Remember her? Torn. Yeah, there you go. Sublime. Remember that? Yeah, those guys. And then Janet Jackson. But who was the album of the year? Old Timer. Bob Dylan, Out of Time. Ooh. Yeah, well, the album came out on September 30th of 97, but, you know, they do the following year the awards. What about TV? What was going on? Well, let's look at the shows that were released in 1998, that 70s show. That came out, Sex and the City. How about that? Charmed, Dawson's Creek, The King of Queens. I like that movie with James and Leah Remy. That was really cool. Will and Grace and Felicity. Here's some other popular shows. ER. Man, Clooney was rocking. Then Friends. The X-Files. Mulder. NYPD Blue. The Practice. Remember Dylan McDermott? Frasier. Yeah, I love Frasier. I kind of want to turn this into a Frasier. What do you think? Set up a camera over there, Emily. Cooking it. Yeah, Law and Order was big. Judge Judy. And
Law and Order still is big. I would like to state that.
Yeah, Law and Order is like, well, they got like 17 different Law and Orders, don't they?
Yep.
Don't they have one in like, you know, the Valley? They should do Law and Order the Valley. come here. That's where we're located, guys, in the Valley. You got to read about that in my memoir. What the heck? It's hot in the Valley.
It's hot.
Mm-hmm. But not no longer. You see, we're dropping down below 80. You see that?
Yeah.
Might
it's
even
cold
rain.
Cold in the morning. It's cold at night.
Hey, guys, when it's like 58, 60, we're like freezing.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I've got my heated blanket. It's ready.
If I can't go to the gym with this t-shirt on, forget it. I got to put a little jacket on. I get all pissed off. Messes up my morning.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And then what about film? What was going on? I'm a big cinephile here. So Armageddon. You know, I love that movie, right?
That was a good movie.
Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck. Oh, yeah. And Lily. Is that Lily? What's his name? Aerosmith's daughter.
Yeah, Aerosmith's daughter.
Wow, we're all drawing blanks here. Holy cow. She's awesome,
I'll think of it in about 15 minutes.
We will. Saving Private Ryan.
Liv Tyler.
Liv. There you go. Liv, I'm thinking. Yeah, she's awesome. She's beautiful. There's Something About Mary came out. And Shakespeare in Love, The Wedding Singer. Remember Lethal Weapon 4? Well, what was the best picture, though? It was the 70th Annual Academy Awards. But you guys remember... the awards given to a film that comes out the year before. This came out on December 19th of 1997. I mean, these guys won 11 awards. Titanic. Look at you. Way to go. Director really? James Cameron got it. Yeah, right? Well, speaking of Titanics over there, let's talk a little bit about CrossFit. Because Vault CrossFit, which is in North Hollywood. I lived in North Hollywood. Yeah, I did. I know exactly where you guys are. Say it's a community of people dedicated to wellness by being both physically and mentally fit. Strong body, clear mind. That's my mantra. CrossFit, well, it's a sport of fitness centered around Olympic lifting, and I want to understand this, gymnastics and endurance, right? It's all about core strength and conditioning. So we have the owner here, Shanita Sintu is the owner. You're also emergency medical doctor, board certified. So what's up with that? I love it. You had a degree from Keck School of Medicine at USC. Mm-hmm. So you went from medicine, so you figured, let me just go and, you know, go beat up everybody in CrossFit.
Yeah, I still do practice medicine right now, but I think a lot of what I consider preventative medicine happens at the CrossFit box. Because by the time people see me in the emergency room, a lot of times it's too late.
It's too late. They're already, you know, mm-hmm. forget it. So they gotta get their shit together before they get there.
Exactly.
Right.
A lot of people need that Get Your Shit Together award.
Get Your Shit Together. Yeah, well, you got head coach over here. Emily, you were a gymnast, basketball player, soccer player. You're from Oregon, California. Yeah. Where is Oregon? I mean, I'm looking at Oregon. I see California. I'm like, wait a minute.
No, Oregon, California is not a place. Yeah, I did all that when I was younger. I was born here in Newport Beach, but then raised up in Oregon.
Is that near San? I mean, Oregon, the state.
I don't know where Oregon is.
Oh, okay, because I is on the website. It says Oregon, Cali. I'm like, wait a minute.
No,
gotta check that out.
Yeah, that's
maybe
yeah.
I misread it, but I usually don't. No, I know Oregon. I don't know what the hell goes on? And what do they make? They don't make cheese up there. That's
yeah, Wisconsin. They do.
They do.
Tillamook Cheese Factory.
There you go. Okay, yeah. I was thinking cheese, but I was thinking why the cheese
and ice cream. Tillamook ice cream. Tillamook cheese. Mm.
Mm-hmm. You own everything up there.
Yep.
It's cold up there.
It is cold. It is much colder than it is down here.
You prefer it here?
The weather is much nicer, yes.
How long have you been here?
I've been here a little over a year.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, you're a newbie.
Yeah.
But
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you've been here? You're born here, Shanita?
No, I was born in Texas.
Texas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing in Texas are queers and steers. That's from. Remember that movie?
Texas?
What?
I feel like there's no gay people in Texas.
Well, that was from the movie.
There's so many gays in Texas.
Oh, ladies, you're not cinephiles with Richard Gere, officer and a gentleman.
Oh, I didn't see
that. Oh, you didn't see that?
Oh, no,
my God, the
opposite of a cinephile.
Okay, you got to watch that movie. Well, that's a great movie. But, yeah, in the beginning of the training, whatever. You guys got to go check it out. So you grew up in Texas. What city?
Houston.
You're in Houston? I've been mm-hmm. to Houston. Went to a wedding in Houston once. Stayed at the same place that George Bush stays. I don't know what the hotel was.
No idea.
All I know is it was like you walk outside, you just sweat.
Yes.
It's so humid in Houston.
Oh, I didn't even know it was humid in Texas.
Very humid.
Hmm. Hot and humid. I wasn't a big fan. I've been to Dallas a bunch of times. So you grew up there, and then when did you make your way west?
I came out here for college and then stayed ever since.
Hmm. So you were at USC then undergrad?
No, Claremont Colleges.
Claremont, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. So you stayed.
Yes.
And then here you are, how many years later? I don't know about
now
what
it's
year.
Home.
No, it's home. Yeah, it's definitely home. Do you live in North Hollywood?
I live in Studio City, so nearby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're close to Studio City. We neighbor Studio mm-hmm. City, Sherman Oaks Studio. How about you, Emily?
North Hollywood.
Oh,
I live
yeah.
about a mile from the gym.
That's cool. I lived on.
She runs there every morning to work
always.
Out.
Oh, always.
Nice.
No.
Well, don't you guys do that in CrossFit? You run around the block. Is that what you did too?
CrossFitters love to run.
Yeah, we do run around the block. Is that bad?
No, I see like, that. Ooh. There's one of these CrossFitters that where I live. I'm in Burbank, and I just know I go to get my coffee in the morning, and I see, you know, it's mostly women, I will say. Yeah. Is that the class I see, it's like about 10 of them, and there's always, you know, there's always running around the block. What the hell are they doing over there?
Well, they can't run in place.
No,
in
they
building.
Can't run in place. So tell me, what... okay, how would you describe CrossFit to someone who doesn't know a damn thing about it?
So, like you said, it is a bunch of different disciplines basically mashed together. So we've got Olympic lifting, we've got gymnastics.
Wait, let me interrupt. Okay. What is Olympic lifting?
So it is the lifts that you see in the Olympics.
Like clean and jerks?
The clean and jerk and the snatch. Those are our two Olympic lifts.
The snatch.
Lifts.
I like snatch.
Snatch.
I mean, what's the snatch?
It is, so the clean and jerk, you clean the bar to your shoulders and then you jerk it overhead. The snatch, you go straight from the ground to catching it overhead.
Oh, the one where the extend your arms out where the guy breaks his knees when he kind of, the
no,
Olympic guy.
No, that doesn't
occur.
Real. No.
No.
No one
I've
breaks
seen
their
it.
Knees.
No, and the knees never go the other way. I've seen it.
You can find anything on YouTube. I can find a video of someone breaking their knees mowing their lawn.
So okay, so you got the snatch and you got the clean and jerk. Yes. So you're doing those, and like you so, do, it's timed, right? It's everything is timed.
Yeah, everything is pretty is timed.
Why is
different?
That?
There's different because it pushes you. There's different ways that we time things. We either do a set amount of work for a time, or we do a set time and you try and get as much work in that time.
Okay. So go ahead. So you got the clean and jerk and the snatch is
so
the Olympic
lifts.
Stuff.
Yep. Then we've got the power lifts, which are just your squat, your deadlift, your bench, your press. Mm. So simple things you do at
your benching
normal
on a bench or you're benching
gym.
With dumbbells or both?
Both. We have dumbbells. Okay. We have used barbell for the bench. We have benches. A lot of guys do that during open gym as well. Guys, even if they do CrossFit and they leave their 24-hour fitness, they still like to get their bench in. Mm-hmm. And then, like we said, so single modality, running, rowing, we do lots of plyometrics, so box jumps, agility.
What's a box
drills.
Jump?
You jump on a box.
Oh, I see. Jump up on a box mm-hmm. and jump down.
Yeah, we have a box that you just turn over different heights and you just, yep, jump up, jump down. Sounds simple. It's really horrible.
Yeah, no.
Doing it for several
repetitions. They're not burpees, though. Burpees are a whole
different
thing.
No, burpees are a whole different
right.
poison.
You're on the ground.
You're on the ground, and then you're off the ground, and then you're back on the ground.
Yeah. Burpees guy.
Down.
So you're jumping on boxes.
You're jumping on boxes.
You got a lot of things, right?
A lot
it sounds
of things.
Like you just named like 15 different exercises.
Oh, yeah. We've got, yeah.
Okay. What about the one where there's the bar and you're kind of doing a pull up and then you go over the bar?
That's called a bar muscle up.
A bar muscle up.
Yeah. So that would be under the gymnastics.
Okay. What else is under gymnastics?
Ring muscle up. So there's the rings hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the same thing, pull yourself over those rings. There's ring dips, handstand push-ups. That would fall under gymnastics. Those are pretty much the only, pull-ups, toes to bar.
What's that?
Toes to bar.
Toes to bar.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? Now you mean like abs for your abs. You're hanging and you kind of bring your toes up to the bar. Wow, that's brutal
stuff. And back
down
and back up.
And back down and back up.
You would actually probably be very good. You do yoga, right? Jana told me you're
Yeah, I would say. I do a lot of things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, my first love is weightlifting.
Oh.
I've been lifting for a long time.
Okay.
30-something years, to be exact.
So you go in the 24-hour fitness or...
No. Don't be promoting 24-hour. Don't be promoting the gyms on my show here. I don't know why you keep saying that. Don't say that.
That's
no.
the Globo gym that I...
That's the gym that's right
first.
There.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of big gyms out here, guys, but that's just one of them.
Yes.
I used to teach there, too. I've taught everywhere in this town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, weightlifting is my first love. But, you see, I have back issues. I have a herniated disc in my neck and in my low back.
Okay.
So, I can't even do those snatches. I mean, I like snatch, but I can't do the snatches. You know, no, I can't do those. I don't think I can do those. That's kind of scares
me. I think it's
more
that you don't think that you can do them.
Because there's... a CrossFit athlete that just had some sort of cervical injury from a car accident, had a laminectomy done, and is doing Olympic lifting a year later.
Taking steroids to do that? No?
No.
Do you guys get tested? Do they get tested for steroids?
I think, up at the games level, they do test.
Yeah, at the elite competitive level.
Yeah, you compete, right? CrossFit's all about competing. Or not really.
It has
yourself.
A competitive aspect of it if you want to compete.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like you want to take that, if you want to take the sport to that level, but it's meant for anybody. You can just come in and do it as fitness too.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, I see it, thought about it. Jana, my publicist, tells me I got to try it.
Like, you got to just try it.
Can't try it one time, she said. You got to try it a couple times.
Well, yeah, you got to.
Oh, no, I think you should try it for a couple months before couple you decide. Months. Anything you're going to try, I think you have to give it, especially if it's a fitness regimen, I feel like you have to give it a couple months. It's not like you're just trying
that.
A new dish to
well,
eat.
Well, I feel
you know?
Like with CrossFit, though, it only takes a couple times before you're addicted. So I feel
yeah,
safe telling people try it a couple times and you're good. Yeah.
So you got all these different exercises, right? So who chooses which ones you do? And now the class, does the class differ? So the exercises differ? So you're a teacher, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And it's an hour class or is it 50 minutes?
It's an hour class,
hour.
Yes.
Okay.
And every class, each day is the same, but it changes every day. So the workout that we do is called the WOD, which is the workout of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So every single class is going to be the same, but it'll be different the next day. And I'm the one who chooses what we do.
Right. So you determine what you're going to do. And do you put it on a list? Do you write it down on a board? Or do you, do you?
It gets written down on the board. So when you come in the morning, I post it the night before so everyone can mentally prepare for what they're about to do the next day. And then they come in, it's written on a whiteboard, and we go over everything together. So the start of the hour, we do a warm-up. Everyone does that together. And then we work on either skill or strength. So that would be just your – that's usually not timed. That's you just work on a lift. You do your deadlift sets. You do your squats.
But that's not time. You're saying for 5 minutes do this? Do you tell them or no?
15, 20 minutes. 15, 20. I give you exactly the repetitions you're going to do, the percentages of your max that you want to do for each set. And you have an allotted amount of time to do that usually. Or you'll work on pull-ups for that 15 minutes. So skill or strength. And then we get into the workout, which is anywhere from, I mean, it can literally be a 3-minute sprint to a 30-minute long, grueling
So what's workout. What's a warm-up? A 5-minute warm-up, 10-minute warm-up? What do you call a warm-up?
It varies as well. It'll start with usually running or rowing, almost always. And then different stretches and different movements to activate the muscles we're going to use in the workout.
Okay, so you're prepping.
So you don't want to go into that just fresh.
So for the first 20 minutes or so, you're kind of you're warming up and you're working on skills.
Prepping that tissue, yeah.
Right, and then for the next 30 to 40 minutes or so, you're kicking their ass.
Yep.
I see.
Wonderful.
It kind of reminds me of back in the day. I was a swimmer back in high school, and I remember Coach Barrett. I wonder if he's still around. I don't know. I'll give a shout out to him, but... Oh, that was brutal. He'd put it on the board. This is what you're going to do. You're going to do, you know, 5, 1,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's brutal.
Exactly.
And then we'd have to push us in the pool because we wouldn't go in. Well, it was in New Jersey.
That's horrible.
Well, they didn't heat the pool. So imagine this, you know. And it's like this time of year in New Jersey, the water's like 40 degrees or something. No. And they would literally run around and push you in because nobody wanted to go out. 5 o'clock in the morning we swam.
Yeah, that's early.
So you do kind of the same, but you put it out there. So it's like, this is what you're going to do. And it changes based on, I see. Yep. So it changes every day.
Yeah.
And then you go to work. Kick butt.
Against that clock.
Against that clock. You know what? We talked about that. I don't know. You ladies missed it. But guess what? This is the anniversary of the time clock. It was patented by Daniel Cooper. Remember that?
Time clock?
Who's listening? 1894, 120 years ago, the time clock was patented. So you better be thanking Daniel Cooper because...
the actual clock? I'm so confused.
Yeah, the time clock. Well, you know what a time clock is?
Like
that right on the wall right there?
That was clock patented. Is only 120 years old?
The time clock. Yeah, I guess the time clock was patented. Yeah. Well, what do you think? I mean,
That seems really young.
Yeah, it seems really young.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, what are you talking about? It's 1800s. Before then, what were people using? Yeah. No, they might have had I don't know. We got to research that. Well, prior to that, you can go check that out.
Yeah, what were they
doing? I don't know. Maybe they didn't really care.
Show up for dinner at 5. Okay, I'll see it when it's dark.
Well, they probably used the sundial, right? Remember the sundials? Yeah. There was all sorts of other things, but the time clock per se, I don't know, with all those precision things in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you go by the clock.
Yes.
And then, so then when you finish up, is there a warm down? Or you just, boom, you finish it. That's part of what you set up.
It depends. It depends when we end. Sometimes go through stretches, stretch out everything, cool down. Sometimes it's rolling out. So we have foam rollers and we have you, which is another form of torture.
I don't like those. Yeah. When you roll, that's rough.
It's miserable, but it's amazing at the same time.
Sounds like everything you're doing is miserable.
No, but it's
it's miserably good. Yeah. Miserably fun.
Yeah.
Miserably fun.
Or else why would people?
You sweat a lot?
Yeah. If I don't sweat, I don't feel like I did anything.
Yeah. Mm. There's lots of puddles on the ground afterwards.
So how many people in the class? Or do you cap it or no? It's unlimited?
It definitely varies. We haven't come to necessity where we would need to cap it right now, but absolutely it would. If it got too big for us to control, like for me to have eyes on all of the people, then we would absolutely cap it. But sometimes, I mean, there's 5 people in a class and sometimes there's 15.
Okay, but so then when they're doing their skill sets, everybody's doing it. Well, I mean, if you're telling them work on bench... Mm-hmm. Is everybody doing that or maybe doing push-ups or whatever so you got enough equipment for all the folks?
Yeah, everybody, if it's strength like that, everyone like partners up in a squat rack and...
Do you do supersets at all or not really?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. Okay, I love supersets. I superset everything I do. I do when I work out. I don't
bench
work out,
press and pull-ups? Bench press and push-ups?
Well, you see, I can't bench. See, I have all sorts. Oh, okay. I have major issues. No, I had 3 cortisone shots in my shoulder. Oh. Because when I made a film back in 2009, and I'm able to go from crow to handstand. So, okay. You know, crow and yoga, and I go up mm-hmm. to handstand, and then, you know, that was sort of my signature. And then I go chaturanga from there. Boom.
What movie was that in?
I made a film called Boulevard Zen.
Okay.
Life's a boulevard, and sometimes you get stuck. Well, you go check that out. But no, in that, I prepared, and then I just, I don't know, you know, overdid it. So the shoulder was kind of blown out, so I had to mm-hmm. go 3 cortisone shots. He told me, he said, you won't be able to get any more. He goes, you know, I really yeah. don't want to give them to you, but I had to do it, and then I was able to do everything. But now I can't bench anymore. I could only bench on the machines. I can't do a bar.
Free,
you know?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. So I'm limited on that, but I do dips and pull-ups. Like, mm-hmm. that's the first thing I do. I do a okay. lot of dips. I think dips are the best thing in the world. You do dips?
Oh, God, we do them, and I hate them.
They're the best.
Women hate them, though.
Women, because you do. Yeah. Well, I heard you couldn't do a push-up when you started, right? You
tried to
do
what? Oh, God, no. I couldn't do a push-up. I couldn't do a pull-up.
Pull-up, yeah.
No.
Yeah. That's what I read there.
That's what's really exciting, though, is to see people come in who've never been able to do, like, females especially, who can't do a pull-up, and then the day that they get their pull-up.
I cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're right. That's true. You're right. I mean, I think pull-ups yeah. and dips, you got to be do every single mm-hmm. day of your life. I think that's what you could do. No, I do. I do them every single day.
I can't see
day.
You, but I'm imagining that you have a huge upper body with little legs.
Well, take a look at those pipes right there. I was telling your buddy Brandon was in here.
And, oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm pretty strong for a guy 150 pounds. I can curl my weight, yeah. straight bar.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I can't. I mean, I used to bench twice my weight, but I can't do that. I can't do
that
the bar.
Really impressive.
Now, I'm strong, but I work out every. I'm telling you, I work out every day. I'm 51 years old. Mm-hmm. I work out every day.
Do you do yoga every day, or just the weightlifting?
Well, I
every
do
day?
20 minutes of yoga every day. 20 minutes of stretching and abs, and I hit the weights for a minimum 30 minutes. So I get mine, and I go about 2 to 5 miles, hit the bricks.
Yeah.
So I get in a good. I'm in like 90 minutes a day, because I believe 15 minutes equals 1% of your life. So I believe. Yeah. Yeah. You'll go look it up. Go figure
I'll
it out with the
later.
Time clock.
Yeah.
You can check it out. I got a video called 15-Minute Fat Burning Workouts. No, 15 minutes equals 1% of your life, and I believe you got to go minimum 2%. I mean, if you can't do 2% of your life fitting, and to me, that's what you got to do, stretching abs and do some kind of cardio, right? But no, this workout, I have a friend of mine owns a CrossFit over there, and I guess she's in Sherman Oaks on the other side of Sherman Oaks, but I remember when she started, she was a trainer at one of the gyms, and this was probably like 5 years ago. Like, how long CrossFit kind of got big in the last couple of years? But it's been around for what, 5, 7 years maybe?
I think 10 years.
Yeah. It's been around 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I wasn't seeing, it wasn't proliferated until last couple of years. I'm seeing them all over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially in Southern California.
Huge,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what it's like back east. I haven't spent a lot of time there, but no, you guys, yeah, your own facilities, right? Mm-hmm. So you got CrossFit, it's kind of big. And is it mostly men or women, or is it mixed?
Oh, it's mixed.
It's pretty mixed at our
absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if that's because of us.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean? These ladies are real in great shape.
Because I know a lot of places do seem male dominated.
Yeah. Well,
I think
it just
depends
sense.
On each character of the of each box.
Yeah.
What
but
about
yeah, no, we're pretty mixed.
Pretty mixed. Mm-hmm. What about injury? People get injured?
No.
Go ahead. I was going to say, it's pretty funny. The injuries that I've seen people get, they're doing CrossFit, but they get injured doing something else. Like they go and play soccer, and then they go hurt themselves.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep.
Well, it sounds like CrossFitters are... I was even more kind of, you know, wound a little too tight with working out back in the day, you know? Sounds like CrossFitters are kind of wound a little tight when they, you know, they're, you know, you guys are doing some serious stuff. So they want to do other things. Right? CrossFitters are doing other things. You're not just doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
They're doing an hour there, but they're doing other stuff. There's a guy in my gym, actually. He works out in the morning. Big dude. He told me, he's a bigger guy back in the day, but he hits the weights for a good hour in the morning, and then he says he does CrossFit at night. I'm like, dude, what the hell? That's like a lot, but he's like a 30-year-old guy, and he's just, you know, big, burly guy who says he loves CrossFit, same thing.
But you should be able to do CrossFit and other things. Like, playing a sport outside of CrossFit is fine. You're supposed to enjoy your life. We don't want CrossFit to be the only physical activity you get. No, I did CrossFit today, so I can't go hike or go play soccer or go do something else. Some people definitely stretch themselves too thin, but, you know, it's...
Well, how many workouts a week do you recommend if you're doing CrossFit? I mean, for you, kicking butt. So how many recommend?
It is totally... I actually just spoke with someone last night who asked me this question. It is totally personal. Like, I would have to talk to you and see where you're at physically to tell you. When you start, 2 to 3 times your first few weeks, a month, just to feel it out, to make sure your body can recover. From there, I mean, we have some people who do 6 times a week. And it's absolutely fine. I mean, when I started CrossFit, I was addicted. You become addicted and you do it all the time. And what you just have to do is feel your own body, know when you're recovered, and know when you need to rest.
Do people burn out? I mean, you know, when you sometimes you work out like that, you kind of, you know, the people that wake up the New Year's, they got the resolution, they're in the gym, and then they burn out after 2 months anyway. I mean, is burnout with CrossFit or no?
I don't feel like it's the same burnout. People will come because, like we said, it is addictive. Come so much, and they may get that burnout that's for a day, a couple days, maybe a week. They take a week off, which I absolutely recommend, a week of deloading after working out for a long time. But it's not a, like, you go get your January resolution, get your gym membership, and then by March you'll never see the gym again.
Well, I think what's really good about it, I mean, what I'm seeing is the word community.
Yes.
Because the people that I know that do it, it's like when you go to the gym, most people who aren't gym people, they go to the gym and they burn out a lot because A, they're not motivated to go. B, when they go, they're kind of insecure about what they're doing in there. C, they don't know anybody. So they're not really talking. When I go to the gym, I know everybody. So it's like, you know, hey, what's up? You know, we just give the kind of nod. I mean, you go for yourself, but it sounds like... It's like swimming, you know, you're in the pool with all these people, so it's a community event. So
definitely go for the people. I mean, some people will come and not even want to work out, but they'll be there because they want to see everyone. They want to be with everyone. We have lots of community events, especially during the holidays.
Tell me, what's coming up? Let's get some people.
Friendsgiving.
I like that.
Oh my gosh, it's the most amazing thing.
Is it actually on Thanksgiving?
No, we do it the weekend before. Yeah.
Sunday before is Friendsgiving. What
Friendsgiving
is that?
We just set up the gym, just banquet tables. It's a potluck. Last year we had over 60 of our members there. Wow. It was...
People get dressed up.
Yeah.
Like dressed up in dressed suits up. Or dressed up in costumes?
No.
Well, we are having a costume wad on Friday.
Yeah.
So you can work out in your costume. But, I mean, just dressed up, not in their gym clothes.
Right.
Like nice, like you're going to go to dinner.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's more of a family.
It really is a community.
Yeah.
No, there's no
absolutely.
Doubt. It's a community. You kind of bond.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting beat up together.
Yep.
Emily's putting you through the ringer.
Exactly.
Shanita's over here laughing at you.
Yeah.
You can't do your box jumps. Holy cow. No, it's serious stuff. I mean, it's definitely serious stuff. Now, you've been teaching now, what, for a year over there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A little over.
And how long has the vaults been here?
2.5 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, give us the exact location. Somebody wants to hit up Vault. It's called vaultcrossfit.com.
Correct.
Right? You guys should be able to spell that. And now, where's the location?
It's in North Hollywood, 5335 Craner Boulevard. It's right off of Magnolia and Vineland.
And you guys know Magnolia and Vineland. That's a major intersection there.
Ralph's,
Yeah. Ralph's.
There's a Ralph's there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like Ralph's. And Craner is one of those little side streets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, right behind the Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. So check it out. North Hollywood, Vault CrossFit, and get your butt kicked. But that sounds like, I don't know. Jenna's telling me I got to do it.
Even we modify everything. I mean, you could come in with any injury, physical inability, and I will modify it. I change the workouts. I change the loads. I scale. We can scale anything to anybody's ability.
Okay. Customize.
It is totally customized.
It's all customized, you know. But there's a whole competition aspect, though. I'm going to want to be keeping up with the Joneses over there.
But that's fine.
See all these big, burly guys. I'm going to be like, I can do that.
You'd be surprised. There'd be some little people that can do big things.
Yeah.
Well, the little people always do big things. Yeah. That's right. Well, we're lighter, smaller, and more maneuverable. Except when I'm going to the Halloween gathering in West Hollywood. I heard if you're not 7 feet tall, you can't look over everything. No, but sounds like awesome. So what else do you, that's really what you do, but you have all the equipment there. So do you do others? You teach yoga there too. There's a yoga teacher.
We have yoga there. We also do a class called Dynamics, which is basically boot camp, like high intensity interval training, lower reps, lower weight, higher reps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a full hour of like cardio conditioning class. And then we just do also basic like Olympic lifting class where you just focus on technique. Sometimes you want to throw in some big numbers. We'll try to throw, get your one rep max. We'll also focus on like complexes too with the barbell.
I like the concept of the class aspect of it, really brings people together.
It does.
It does. Yeah. I was into all that. I guess over the years, you just been doing it for so long that you just sort of like, I don't know. I kind of turn the switch on in my mind and I go and do what I do. I do something different every day. It's like when I teach, I never know. Well, like, you know how it's funny when you set it out. When I first teaching yoga, I had a script. Well, now I don't have no clue.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I just go in there and whatever comes to me, I teach.
Interesting.
Oh, no, I do. You got to come today. Talk about sweating. Yeah, you guys got to try my class.
I've done hot yoga before.
Well,
I
teach
died.
Hot yoga in a normal room there, meaning you get really hot.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah, you got to ask my students. So I teach all women mostly.
Oh, okay.
And I'm at a gym where I don't know for some reason the guys. Well, it's one of these rooms that it's sort of in the back and there's no windows. It's a windowless room that's dark, and then the door closes. And I'm the kind where if you see me, I used to teach, not to mention these big gyms that you mentioned. I used to teach 100 a class, but that was when you had the fishbowl.
Oh,
and when
my gosh.
Guys, because most guys are intimidated by yoga, whereas CrossFit, just the word itself is kind of inviting. It's like, great. It kind of, but you got a lot of women in there. But do you take yoga as well, both of you?
I have.
Yeah, mix it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you have to.
Now, what about, did you ever run, like, do you do 5-mile runs or no? It's really like short bursts. It sounds like everything is about.
No, I do like 5K test times for them sometimes. We just recently tested their mile time. But they've run, I think, a few 5Ks since I've been here in the last year. There's one workout that we've done. It actually involves 11 miles of running.
Wow.
10 miles of running.
Oh, yes.
I did 11 that one time.
At one shot?
No, so it's 10-mile run and 150 burpee pull-ups.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's not all there. I mean, the majority of stuff are sprints, but again, CrossFit is everything. It's endurance as well.
Sounds like an amazing workout.
Yep.
Well, go check it out. Vault CrossFit in North Hollywood. Got a great operation over there. Kick your butt. So, ladies, here's what we do. The end of every show comes quick, doesn't it? Yeah, the show just zips right by. We do what's called the Fast Five. So, going to ask you 5 quick questions. Shanita, you're going to go first. Emily, you're going to go second. Just whatever comes to mind. Get a little flavor for your personality here.
Oh, crap. I know.
Nah, don't crap out on me. Here we go. Number 1, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Vanilla.
Vanilla.
Now, do you eat ice cream? You don't look like you eat much ice cream over there. You do? Like once a year?
No, I like Frodo.
Shanita's really, you guys, these ladies are really built. You single? Not that I'm wondering. Maybe some of the listeners are curious. Okay, number 2. Couple of vanillas over here, plain vanillas. Mm-hmm. Number 2, Tropical Island or New York City?
Tropical Island.
Tropical Island.
Ooh. Wait a minute. You're going to look like you're going to get sunburned.
I know. Can I go... The other way, it sounds like I'm copying her.
No, that's okay. But you look like you would be.
New York City,
crisp.
No.
No,
I've never been, but
I'm just had no concrete to jungle.
Mm, I like the jungle.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah, I know that's what I like. Well, I spent 12 years there.
I lived in Hawaii for a while, so I'm partial to.
I lived there for 3 months. Couldn't wait to get off that rock.
Yeah, no, I know it's island fever.
Oof! All right, here we go. Number 3: Ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Ooh. Ancient Rome. I'm going first.
I'd say Wild West.
Ah,
from Texas. What else would I say?
I could see that. Okay, number 4, tearjerker or action thriller?
Tearjerker.
Tearjerker.
Yeah, way to go.
Titanic.
I know. That's awesome.
Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. I go that way too, believe it or not. Yeah. Here we go. Last one. Candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Oh, that's hard.
Picnic in the park. For sure.
Look at you. You're like, picnic in the park.
Oh, yeah.
See, candlelight dinner's nice because, you know, what happens afterwards?
Well, wait, are we assuming, like, getting dressed up and going out candlelight dinner? Is that what we're saying?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. She's like, what's happening here? What about the park? You can roll around in the park.
Yeah.
All you fitness gals, I think you'd be like, you know. So you're in the park and you're in the candlelight. Got some guy in mind making you that dinner?
Of course.
Of course. Well, ladies, thanks so much for coming on the show. That's, you know, that's a really cool show today. You guys learned
Thank
a lot about
you.
CrossFit. And
history.
Some history.
Yeah.
1998.
Clocks.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. So thank you, Shanita and Emily from Vault CrossFit. Guys, check it out. And tune in tomorrow. We have a special musical guest for Halloween, Poison Ivory. Yeah.
Oh,
can't wait to hear her. Can't wait to hear what she's got cooking. And yeah, check us out in the archives if you want to hear this again or spread the news. It's latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. You know, the website as well. I blog this out every day after every show, richtola.com or the Rich Picks, best of the best. Check it out. Well, that's it, guys. I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.